it is so much about New Orleans and about the culture and jazz music of New Orleans in the 1950s.
Russell Lord is the Freeman Family Curator of Photographs at the New Orleans Museum of Art. He beams with pride as he describes Ralston Crawford and Jazz, a new exhibit from the Sheldon Art Galleries in St. Louis, which takes viewers on a syncopated journey of New Orleans life captured through the lens of Ralston Crawford. Sheldon Gallery Director Olivia Laz Gonzalez.
It's almost like a musical score when you see how he's photographed the people dancing and interacting with each other. And in the same way, the photographs of the musicians in the clubs, they're very much front and center in the photographs, often heroicized. He sort of sometimes uses a low vantage point to make the musicians, you know, really powerful in the photographs. And even in the portraits, he comes in very close. He's not shy about filling the frame with the personality. And it really shows both how much he admired the people that he photographed and also shows the wonderful relationship that he had with them, because, you know, it's not for the faint of heart to put a camera in someone's face. I mean, you really have to get up close to get the kinds of photographs that he got. And it's a real testament to the relationship that he had with the people of New Orleans.
Relationships forged during a segregated New Orleans, as Crawford, who grew up in Buffalo, New York, hung out in New Orleans' black jazz clubs. His sons, John and Nealon, recount early experiences with their dad. First you'll hear from John, then Nealon.
And he knew, he realized, I think, that he was observing the end of something, or at least the end of one stage of this history of jazz, and took advantage of his ability to take photographs and to be here.
Well, I remember Ralston talking about having to go to the police to get a permit for a white guy to go into a segregated bar. I don't think he always got the permit, but he mentioned that that was a requirement technically. And he was going with people that knew their way around, and he was introduced, and I think very quickly became good friends with enough people that they knew who he was. It was a treat to make trips here with him, which happened on some occasion. And supposedly, I was sat on Papa Celestan's lap when I was 4 years old. And he made a lot of trips. I don't think it took much for him to get a reason to come to New Orleans, whether he heard about a funeral or Mardi Gras or just to get out of New York and come down and make some drawings or photographs. There were trips when I was a young kid, and then there were trips during high school. I remember coming in, I think I was probably 15 or 16 in high school, and we went out at, I don't know, midnight or whatever to a club on Bourbon Street and hung around till 1 or whatever until Billy and Dee Pierce showed up. That was really great because I was tired, and then the music woke me right up. You know, there were other trips. I remember coming down when he went into the St. Louis Cemetery No. 3 to buy a spot in one of the crypts. So he had that planned out. He wanted to be buried here. I think he's one of the few white guys to have a brass band funeral. 78, April 78.
I'm younger than Nealon and made fewer trips to New Orleans with my father, but he would always bring back boxes of pralines, and the music was all around the house.
Ralston Crawford and Jazz explores a range of Crawford's works, including paintings, lithographs, pen and ink drawings, and films. There is also a body of photographs from Tulane's Hogan Jazz Archive, NOMA curator Russell Lord.
In 1961, he was appointed an official research consultant to the Jazz Archive based on his love of New Orleans jazz and the pictures that he had been making.
Ralston Crawford and Jazz is on view at the New Orleans Museum of Art through October 14th. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.